This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 5:34 on a Friday. We got beautiful weather on Saturday and I think rain on Sunday for that Jets-Browns game. Speaking of Jets-Browns, let's make our NFL picks. And, of course, our picks are presented by the Cash app. Last night, me and Tiki got victories taking the Raiders. Sean and Lugie took L's picking the Broncos. And so our standings are incredibly close. Tiki is 25-25. I am 23-26-1. And Lugie and Sean are 23-27. So very, very, very tight. I'll kick things off by saying we've said a lot of positive things of Drake May today. A lot of positive things about Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots. All this positive talk is ending on Sunday afternoon because Baker Mayfield's going to take care of business. They are laying 2.5 against the New England Patriots, and they came close. They came close to imploding against Atlanta. I think the Bucs are going to roll all over them. This is a comeback to reality kind of game. So game number one, give me the Buccaneers laying the 2.5 against the Patriots. Game number one. Game number two, Giants, Bears. I'm going back and forth on this. How do the Giants respond? And all indications to me are that they aren't going to respond. You talked about the lack of leadership. I'm concerned. I'm concerned that it's going to just continue to get ugly. And the thing about Chicago is they're a functioning football team. They score a lot of points now. Ben Johnson has fixed this offense. Caleb Williams is developing. They run the football incredibly well. So I have confidence the Giants are going to stop the run like they did last week when they made Christian McCaffrey run into the outside look like Jim Brown in his prime. So I hate to say this. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm laying the points with the Bears. I think they're going to win this game going away. Give me Chicago laying 4.5. And in game number three, what do I do with the Jets? They're coming off a win, then a bye. You got Aaron Glenn playing the hide the pickle game on who the quarterback is. By the way, that's the name of the game, hide the pickle. They just traded Sauce Gardner, though they played okay without him. They just traded Quinnen Williams. They're benching Quincy Williams. Yet, for some reason, I think they're going to respond. I think partially the Browns stink. I mean, that's a little bit of it. But I think they
partially.
Partially, yeah. Okay, most of it.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
I think the offense is going to function. You kind of called
it
last week with Tanner Engstrand kind of figuring out how to run this offense around Justin Fields. I think it's going to function. I think Breece Hall's also just going to now be relaxed. Like, ah, screw it. I'm the guy now. I'm here. I ain't getting traded. No thoughts of that. Garrett Wilson coming back is certainly a big help. I think they're going to score a lot of points. So while the defense may not be perfect and it may get ugly, screw it, I'm taking the points. I mean, should the Cleveland Browns be favored against anybody on the road? If this was a non-New York sports talk radio show and we were just making picks, that would be your reaction, like the Browns are favored on the road? So give me the Jets getting the 2.5 at home against Cleveland. I'm taking the Buccaneers laying 2.5 against the Patriots, the Bears laying 4.5 against the Giants, and the Jets getting 2.5 against Cleveland.
All right, let me follow you, Evan. I like the Jets getting 2.5 as well. I'll start with that one. I was a point where I was saying, and the Jets got to prove that they can win games before I ever picked them. Well, guess what? Right now, they won a game, and I feel like they may have found a little something in their quarterback, Justin Fields, getting out of the pocket. Not scrambling and picking up yards with his legs, but I mean backing up. Take 5-7 step drops. Let him see the field and execute some of these really good throws that he did last or 2 weeks ago, I should say, before the bye week, and then also in week one. I like them, and I think they're going to be invigorated this weekend coming off the bye. So give me the Jets at home to the Browns, lowly Browns, getting 2.5. Lamar Jackson's back. I know you guys maybe didn't see him last week. 4 touchdowns. They look back. Derrick Henry is much better when Lamar Jackson is under center. And the Minnesota Vikings, even though they're home hosting this game, they feel a little fraudish. They're the favorite, but not by a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Give me the Baltimore Ravens laying 4.5 on the road. Lamar Jackson's on a mission to get this Baltimore Ravens team, which started so poorly, 1-5, to double-digit win seasons. If he does that, I mean, we can't put him in the MVP conversation, but man, that dude is amazing. I like the Ravens a lot this weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. And then lastly, going down to my former favorite team, the Washington Commanders. Hosting the Detroit Lions. Detroit has not missed a beat losing their coordinators this offseason, especially offensively and especially in their run game. The Commanders have lost 4 straight games. They are without Jaden Daniels, and Marcus Mariota is going to have to try to find a way to outscore, because I think this is going to be a boat race. Outscored the Detroit Lions, who have 2 of the best running backs in football right now. It's going to rain down there on Sunday morning, which makes it nice and perfect. Mudding football. I think the better run team wins this game. It's a big number, but not big enough. I like Detroit laying 8.5 on the road in Washington. So give me Detroit laying 8.5. Give me the Baltimore Ravens laying 4.5. And give me the Jets getting 2.5.
Sean Morash.
All right, so I'm not picking this game, but Evan made this very easy for me. I was tossing and turning between a couple games. I like the Bucks as well, Evan, but I'm going to swerve away and let you deal with that madness. So my non-local pick here in game number one for me, I'm going to Seattle, where the Seahawks, sneakily one of the best teams in football, are only laying 6.5 versus a Cardinal team on a short week, naming Jacoby Brissett the starter for the foreseeable future as Kyler Murray plays Call of Duty on IR. But I think it's a smash spot here for the Seahawks. I think they're going to win this game by a touchdown easily. Give me Seattle laying 6.5 in game number one. Game number two, I'll go to your Jetsies here, Evan. In reality, I wouldn't bet this game with my worst enemy's wallet. I mean, 2.5 points, it stinks all over the place. But what sways me in the direction, a wise man once said around the trade deadline, you don't like trading your best players because of what it could do to a locker room the rest of the way. That man was Tiki Barber. At least within this week, how are the Jets, without Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, going to get back off the mat? I also think we're going to get a wrinkle. I think at some point you're seeing Shador Sanders make his NFL debut. I don't know how, but I think somehow that's happening Sunday, and wouldn't that just be so Joe B at 4 o'clock on Sunday to have Shador Sanders win? give me the Browns laying the points. Now for our beloved New York football Giants. 4.5 points is an interesting spread here. Wacky weather, wind, Giants basically don't have a kicker again. But this is still a beat-up Bear defense. And I think Jackson Dart's got a little pride in him. And I think the Giants show a little pride this week. It doesn't make sense. Everything Evan said makes sense. But I do think the Giants are winning a football game Sunday. Give me the Giants getting the 4.5 on the road in Chicago.
There you go, Tommy Lugauer.
There's two games I want to pick, but they're so absolutely gross that I'm just not going to touch them. They're gross. I'm not going to do it, especially because I've been just cold, so I'm going to stay away from that. So I'm going to take a good team. In fact, I think it's the best team in the NFC. It's the team I have representing the NFC in the Super Bowl, and that's the Rams. I think they have the best head coach in the NFC. I think they have the best quarterback. And I think they are going to get their lick back this week against the 49ers. Mac Jones starting for San Francisco. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Rams, game number one. Game number two. And Evan didn't bring this point up, but Joe will bring it up on Monday because he always does. Bro, the Jets have always been brutal off the bye, bro. It doesn't matter who the coach is. Jets are coming off a bye.
1-9 in their last 10 games coming off the bye.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
Because that covers a lot of coaches and a lot of teams.
Yes.
So that's that. They traded away players. They're playing a good defense this week, unlike 2 weeks ago when they played a horrible defense. So there's absolutely no way the Jets are going to win this game. That's exactly why they're going to win the game. I'm with Evan and Tiki. It doesn't make any sense, and the NFL doesn't make any sense. Give me the Jets, +2.5 at home. Game number three. My heart agrees with Sean, especially because of Dart. And I agree, like, there's got to be some wins coming on this schedule, you would think, and this is one that you would circle. But I kind of, my head goes with Evan. This feels like a game where they let go of a rope. Like, there's just too much noise this week. There's just too much going on. I'm not a huge Caleb Williams supporter, but I think the Bears have enough here to cover this number. I'm going to take Chicago laying the 4.5. So I'm going to get the Bears, the Jets, and the Rams. Those are my three picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.